And welcome to another edition of El Paso Primetime. And with this edition of El Paso Primetime, we get to start. We have the honor of starting the 53rd season of El Paso Playhouse with director Veronica Frescas and one of the lead actors from Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. The start of the season starts with that. Mindy Dixon is with us. Welcome to El Paso Primetime.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Good to be here.
The honors are all ours.
Oh, bless your heart. No, the honor is all mine because you guys put together such killer shows, and this season starts out with a bang. Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf is quite a compelling piece of work.
Yes, it is. We're starting off our 53rd season literally with a bang, with an explosive show of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf by Edward Albee. And we're really proud of this one. Thank you for saying what you did about the other shows. We're very proud of all the shows that we've put on. I think we've had a pretty remarkable 52nd season with the shows that we have, and we're looking forward to the 53rd with bigger, better. And for the most part, we've seen that there are a lot of dramas. When we put the season together, we'll talk about more that later, but there's a lot of dramas in this season, a few comedies sprinkled in toward the end. But this particular one, while it is a drama, really is actually quite funny, too, that I think some people don't really realize if they're familiar with the movie.
It's a little bit of a not a little bit. I've gone through the entire script several times. First off, as an academic thing, when you go through Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, teachers and professors have this propensity of saying you have to find the satire inside what he's trying to say. Mm-hmm. And then once you find the satire, then you find the irony. Once you find the irony, then you find the comedy. Then once you find the comedy, then you find yourself immersed in, oh, my God, does my life really suck? So, Mindy, when you approach this character, mm-hmm. she is indeed quite a complex character and one who's still trying to find herself.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think a lot of people have seen the movie. A lot of people have this impression of this play in general as people screaming at each other. Oh, yeah, that's the one where everybody's fighting all the time. Now, I won't say there aren't any fights because you might see one or two. Yeah. And I think anybody that's been married for a long time, as this couple has, Martha and George, will recognize some of this, some of the conflicts that come up, some of the frustrations that come up. But I think, you know, what we look at as actors is we do try to find all the complexity, all the layers. I think underneath all of that, you know, yes, is Martha a tough character? She's a broad. She's a tough broad, right?
Right.
But underneath that is a lot of hurt and a lot of pain. So I'm hoping that you'll see that, too. You'll see what causes her to be like that, what causes her to lash out like that. And a lot of it is some of this underlying insecurity and pain that she has.
There's a lot of attention to detail, and Vero, that's all part of your composition of your vision. It's what I'm trying to say of how this script is supposed to go.
Yes, I am a stickler for the details, and first and foremost, I think you have to be. Or the way I always approach any of the shows that I direct is you have to be true to the script. There's a reason why it was written, that the playwright knew what he was or she was doing, and so we go by the script. But there's when you're talking about this particular one, which the play came out, the original play came out in 1962, won a Tony Award in 63. What we didn't realize, though, when we saw this schedule, the movie that probably more people are familiar with Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton, opened on June 22nd, 1966, almost to the date 50 years later that we're opening our show, live on stage. And so with the play being in 62, the movie in 66, that gives us between 62 and 66, of the 60s, where we can bring in the set dressing and the music, and what you see on stage are going to be a lot of authentic pieces from the 60s. We hope to dress the you'll see the lobby dress as well, and the music that you'll provide for us. Yay.
Right.
Because I work with nothing but the best.
Dennis. Oh, bless your heart.
I try to make it as authentic and you know the attention to detail as possible. I mean, down to the lighter, the cigarettes and stuff. And to me, it just makes sense. And if you know, why do people go to theater? I mean, especially now with all the sadness and terrible news that we've been hearing lately. We go to the movies. We go to theater. You know, to disappear from the real world. Mm-hmm. You know, and so in this case, the Playhouse will open you up into the 60s, and you can disappear into that one.
Escape is always a wonderful thing, and community theater has always filled that void. And now into the 53rd year, yes, you have a number of dramas inside your schedule and a few comedies sprinkled throughout. But it's one of those things that community theater must thrive, has to, mm-hmm. because that's how we connect as humans, I think.
Right. I think it's really a different experience. You know, when you go to the movies, you're so removed from everything. And of course, everything's CGI now and everything's artificial now. And when you go to a live play, especially for those of you who have never gone to one, something is happening right in front of you. And it's more than people just speaking lines. There's real, true emotion that happens. Those are the most exciting moments. And we've already had it in some rehearsals, which has been fabulous, you know, to feel where you don't even feel like you're playing a part anymore. You're just, you're just acting out. You're just responding to another person. And I think audiences are very excited by that, by when you can see that happening right in front of you. That's a different kind of experience.
The vibe of community theater is something very unique to this area, I think. I've gone to community theater in Las Cruces, into Albuquerque, Amarillo, Tucson, and the vibe is always unique to their community. There's just something about it that when I was in Tucson, going to community theater for a couple of years until I became part of the old Pueblo, I was always an outsider. And so I always felt a kind of like a strange disconnect. But here, even if you're in first time, there is no disconnect. You immediately bond with everybody. And there's something very unique, something really special about the Playhouse.
That's true, and I think that's why it's lasted for so long here in El Paso, being the longest running community theater in the area, and that's not to say that the other performance venues that we have, you know, UTEP puts on excellent shows, the community college, we've seen other venues opening up, you know, as well, and doing their brand of entertainment for live performances,
right,
but I think you hit the nail on the head with the Playhouse, is that there is a community sense. We do open our doors, and it is open to folks who, you know, are sitting in the audience and say, you know, God, I think I can do that. And they have the opportunity to at least try, you know, go and I think that's how many people start in, you know, it's you know, your amateur actors and your amateur professional. But the way I would love, I mean, my vision for the Playhouse is to be that little piece of Broadway here in El Paso, mm-hmm. to bring it up to the standards where it's not just community theater, you know, and that works when, as you said, because everybody that's in it works, and we all work together, and it's voluntary. Everybody who works on this, they do it out of passion and love for the craft, whether it's backstage with lights, with sound, with the music, to the actors that are up on stage that bring it all to life. You can't have one without the other. And so it is nice, you know, to see the young people and old and everywhere in between who, you know, We parade around and disguise ourselves as doctors, lawyers, teachers, you know, and And then come to theater and you're completely somebody else on stage.
That's true.
That's a wonderful thing.
And we've had a lot of people in the audience, you know, say that that was their first time. I've been in a lot of the shows at the Playhouse or been in the audience where people say, yeah, this is the first time I've ever come. And the comments are almost always things like, it's so cozy. It's such a great theater. I feel so comfortable here. And this is such a great evening. So nice to do something different. And those are the kind of comments we always hear.
That's a beautiful part of the whole notion of bringing theater to life in a place like El Paso. You know, what separates us, I think, from Las Cruces is Las Cruces has that different vibe, and it's a closer – it's not exactly closer knit as it is that everybody just knows everybody else in Las Cruces. And so when you go, it's almost like – oh yeah, that's my neighbor across the street, and that's the one that's my tia and my tio and all of that. And here you kind of recognize everybody, but the characters are who everybody bonds with. Mm-hmm. The storylines, the vibe inside the theater, the professional feel. That's part of the Broadway that you're bringing.
Well, we hope so. We hope so. That's the plan. We're working on it. And again, like I said, it's giving them the opportunity to try and you know, and I can't speak for Mindy. I mean, she's the actual performer, the actress, and she went off and studied it and came back, and it's so great after all these years. She left and went to L.A. and I'm like, you know, come back. you can. And I'm glad she did. You know, and it's been exactly a year when we opened last season with Steel Magnolias, and now here we are again opening the season again and working together and you know, so it's been fun to work with a almost lifelong friend.
Yeah.
and like you said, I mean, that going with that vibe that you're talking about that you know people, but then. It's El Paso. El Paso is a different vibe because even if we don't know you, and as soon as we meet you, now you're our friend. You know,
yeah.
Now
mm-hmm.
you do bond, and I think that's too. I mean, that's very. It has to work, and I mean, especially with those that are on stage, you have to get along very well, especially in a show like this one where you've got couples and relationships, and it's not. It's not easy to do, but what you put four strangers, mm-hmm. you know, in this case, I think for the most part, up on stage,
mm-hmm.
and the magic that comes out of it, it's just always awesome to watch, and I never tire of watching the shows when you know as the shows run, I every night you know that there's something. It's just always so great to see that.
Yeah.
Whether it's you know this show or any of the other shows you know that we do that it's like I said it's just magical to me it's magical. I can't think of any other word where that happens. And like Mindy was saying earlier, you know, you're removed from film. You sit there and but live it's like you see, you feel the emotion, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Saturday Night Live. How many of us like, and we watch it, and we just think it's hysterical when some of the comedians can't even keep it together because you're sitting there going, how can they keep a straight face? And it's those little, you know, that makes it even that you realize that it's live. You know, there's no cut, there's no going back and doing it, and you just keep going without breaking character. So.
And it's interesting, you know, we come out after the shows usually and we greet the audience, which I haven't seen in a lot of theaters. I love that we do that, you know, that we come out there and people, sometimes people don't want to say, you know, they don't want to come up to you, but a lot of people do and they want to talk to you. They want to talk about the show. They're excited about what they saw. Sometimes they have tears in their eyes sometimes, but it's so wonderful to see that they had a real experience. You know, they went on this journey with you, you know, through this show. I mean, yeah. That's amazing. It's just amazing to me.
And I think it's funny, you know, to that end too, where they do come out and, you know, hopefully we do it right.
Yeah.
They don't like you. I mean, there have been some plays where, yeah, with A Doll's House, that, you know, some women just, they just did not like that guy Torvald, you know, and the the young man that played him, I mean, they were on his case. They go, "Oh, I don't like you." You know, or they empathize with Nora or whatever. So it's always, it is always nice to talk to our patrons. And I think that's also, too, what's very different with the El Paso Playhouse. We've had some very loyal supporters, and we're making some new ones, you know, hopefully. And we continue to see more and more people. I think this last season, I would say a good 80 to 90% of the folks who've been coming to see our shows have never been there before.
Wow.
It's their first time having gone.
Which is great.
Which is great. Mm-hmm. And then we have our diehards, and we love them. We love you all, too. And we hope to continue seeing you.
Some people are a little intimidated by theater, by going to a performance. And I think the Playhouse is not like that. I want to stress that to everybody. You are welcome, and you can come wearing whatever you want, frankly. To be honest with you, we're very welcoming of people. We want mm-hmm. you to come. It's not stuffy at all. And it's this great old building on Montana that's been there forever. And, you know, it's very casual, comfortable atmosphere. And we appreciate you being there tremendously and love to see you there. And come, please come. If you've never come, give it a try.
Let's talk a little bit about the upcoming schedule after Virginia Woolf is done. I mean, you're off to the next performance and the next production.
That's the bittersweetness of it is you put in so much work on one set. And as soon as that run is over, 2 weeks later, the next show is up and running.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that while we're performing, there's the other the show that follows us, they're already auditioning, and the show that, you know, and so there's always so much life going on in that theater because you've got what's going on stage for the show that's coming up and then the one that's following you right away. And so we have right after us, we're running through July 17th, then we open in August with August Osage County. Another very powerful drama, and that runs all through August. And then as no sooner that one's over in September, then we have Our Lady of the Tortilla. Then in October, The Diary of Anne Frank. We're bringing back It's a Wonderful Life in December. Last year, we had it for one weekend, and it was very successful, and people kept asking for it again. So this time, we're opening it up for two weekends. And in December, we take a January break, and then we open up in 2017 with The Women in February, and then Driving Miss Daisies in March, and then we end with No Sex Please, We're British in May through June, which, and then exactly a year from now, we'll start all over again with the 54th season. So it's fast-paced, and it's wonderful, and so we invite all of you to see all of these eight great shows that we have coming up this season.
I was blessed. I like to call it a blessing to be part of It's a Wonderful Life, to be that non-speaking goon pushing Potter around.
And what a great goon you were.
And I really appreciate that because, you know, when you sit in the audience and you get immersed in the play, that's one thing as a participant from that standpoint. But when you're on that stage, you do transform into whatever it is that mm-hmm. you need to transform into. And that really helped me out at this place. You know, it took me away from the humdrum things that happened here and put me into a happy place for Christmas. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I appreciate that. And I thank you guys very, very much for letting me be part of that whole thing. And you're right. It is bittersweet. The last performance is done, and we're striking set, and I'm thinking, oh.
Back to real life.
It takes weeks and hours, and you know we've got a great crew and Christine and her sister Carla Ambriz are awesome. I mean, they're there all the time, and Samantha Franco. Who. Now think about it. This set for Virginia Woolf, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, was built all by women.
Yep.
And let me tell you, these girls put it up in a day. The last show ended, and by the following day, the frames were up and ready to go. And again, that just goes to just show, you know, the love and the passion that people who get involved with it has to, that they have, you know, and to see the painstaking details, you know, that you talked about my details for the set, but to see theirs and then strike happens and boom, we paint over it and let's do it all over again. But that's theater, you know, that's what makes it cool. You know, you take this empty space, you know, this blank canvas, and let's see what we create next time. And hope people just keep coming, you know, to see what are those crazy folks over at the Playhouse going to do next.
And it's always a good thing to keep people guessing.
Right.
You know, keep them guessing so they can come back for more and more. It's sand art. It's a human form of sand art, because once it's done and over with, you blot out the sand in the beach, and then you build up again for the next one. And then you do that, and then boom, you change it again.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the beautiful part to this whole thing. You know, I have a number of musician friends that say, well, you know, you have to support live music, blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay, stop right there. Let's broaden that out to you have to support live anything.
Mm-hmm, all the arts.
Because any time that you go to a live show, that's a once-in-a-lifetime performance. Once that's done, it's over, because you're not going to get the same performance twice. We found that out in rehearsals, haven't we?
That is true.
You know, so.
Just never know.
It's okay. We'll work it out.
Sooner than later.
Yep.
Exactly. And you do have to support live anything, you know, from the lone performer that's there with their instrument, whether it be a guitar or whatever other instrument, their drums, and in the coffee shops, on, you know, just they're singing their heart out, or their own songs, the songs that, you know, they, with the lyrics that they came up with, the music, you know, or whether it's a cover band, even, you know. Mm-hmm. Still, I'm envious of anybody who can do that. I'm jealous of folks who can just sing, take out an instrument, pick it up as if nothing. You know, because I can't. That's not my talent. But I appreciate it, and because that is not so much that it's hard to do. I'm sure it is, or everybody would be able to do it. But what I mean is they're putting out their heart and soul out there. You know, they're bearing themselves to you, and it's the same thing, of course, with theater.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of talent here in El Paso. I think
we have
don't
a
realize.
Lot of talent.
Yeah,
That we definitely have. that's a good point. And that's what we hope that the theater is there for, to bring that talent to stage and seeing them go on, you know, continue on, you know, whether they go to New York and pursue it or you know, Broadway, L.A. And we've had some performers, you know, who have gone on, you know, and have done it professionally.
Mm-hmm.
Or not that we're not professional here, but have made a living.
Right.
You know, the lucky ones that are, that, you know, go out there and work and work and work until they had their break.
It becomes their day job rather than to be working a day job and then coming to do it at night. You know, and it's just as I think about what you all bring to the table here, one thing that I think we haven't done yet is to give props to the rest of the cast.
Yes, I agree. I think we have a great cast. Shall we name our cast, Veronica?
Go for it. Let's name our cast. Our awesome cast.
Our awesome cast also includes, well, there's me. I'm in it. And then Brian Seeley and Laura Merton and Benjamin Williams. And there's only four-person cast, but it's everybody's got a lot of heavy lifting for this show. I mean, everybody has to be spot on, and everybody's worked very hard. Everybody's spent a lot of time analyzing the script, looking into what Albie was trying to accomplish, and everybody's really spent a lot of time to try to give the best performance possible.
I can tell you, by doing research on trying to nail the soundtrack to this particular time period, because Albie didn't really write the soundtrack instructions into this other than two stark pieces that really are a juxtaposition. And that's not a spoiler. I'm not telling you where that is.
No spoilers.
Come find out.
But yeah, the The whole notion of trying to curate for this show is really, it gets down to being a precise curator to make sure that everybody is spot on musically.
I mean, every time we look at the script, every time we're in rehearsal, we keep finding things all the time. Like, oh, wow, I didn't get that nuance. I didn't get that point about my character. This line all of a sudden means something different to me. It's very dense. I mean, Albie really has a lot to say. I think it is. But, you know, along with that, it's not just a talky kind of play. There's a lot of action. I mean, a lot of action happens. Mm-hmm. Dennis can attest to that. He's seen some of that action.
And it's a great play to come and get lost in the shuffle. Just lose time and come out and see the show.
Oh, and you'll get lost in the shuffle, all right. You know, be prepared. I mean, it's a roller coaster of a ride. This play and the actors, if I do say so myself, they're just phenomenal. And I know you're all going to enjoy it when you come see the show, and. We can't survive without our supporters and our patrons who come in and see the show, because without them coming and seeing the show, we can't have the next show that's going on. And that's how this theater has managed to hang on by a shoestring. So we really do need the community support. You know, we're always in need of donations. It's a very old building, and so you know, you got some wiring issues that, you know, they want to blame the ghost for. But I know it's the electrical system. You know, the seats that we would like to have. I mean, there's just so much that needs to be done. You know, to keep our little building patched up and everything to put these shows on, you know. So any donation, I mean, we're always anything that anybody out there can donate. Every little bit helps. Let me tell you. I mean, if you're sitting there thinking, oh well, you know, I only have a dollar will help.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you have more than that. We'll open up our pockets wider. But it's because of the community. I think it's a give and take. I think we pour our hearts out, you know, we go out there, but we do it because the audience loves it. And as long as the audiences keep coming back for it, then we're going to continue doing it, you know. And so, again, I think that goes back to what you were talking about. It's not just you don't just come in and, like I said, like Mindy was saying, when the patrons come afterward and they, you know, those that do muster up the courage to come talk to you, it is always very nice to hear and, you know, what they have to say, and even you know, constructive criticism. You know, we're mm-hmm. open to that as well. I mean, that's how one grows. Thank you. I can't name everybody by my name off the top of my head, but to those who have helped, you know, over the years, and who want to help, we'll give you your due props. You know, thank you to those individuals. It's mostly the individual folks that send us their donation checks. You know, but we're always looking for more help from businesses and other folks who want to step in and help. And we're seeing a newer generation of people coming to the theater, which is good, you know, because it's just a testament that hopefully Life Theater isn't going anywhere anytime mm-hmm. soon here in El Paso, you know, not a week can help it.
And the Playhouse is an institution, you know. It's been here for so long. We've seen, and we have pictures from the 1970s, right? When it was, what was it for first? The Festival Theater, right?
The Festival Theater. Yeah.
Some people probably remember that. So it's really an El Paso institution. A lot of people have come through this theater. A lot of actors say, yeah, back in the day I used to perform there. And, you know, people have worked backstage. And now some of their kids are, you know, I mean, it is important, I think, to the community. And when we ask you for your support, believe me, our intention is to give back to you as well. I mean, we want to give you the absolute best performances that we can.
Absolutely. And with that, let's go ahead and mention the evening performances and the matinees.
The evening performances are Fridays and Saturdays at 8 o'clock. And the Sunday matinees are at 2 o'clock, and we're adding more Sunday matinees this season. We see that was something that was being asked for. So usually we end our season on a Saturday night, but this year we're going to be doing it on a Sunday afternoon. So the matinees are at 2. For this particular show of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, we'll have a Q&A on July the 3rd, the Sunday matinee. So you have any questions for the cast and crew, that's the time to ask them.
Nice. I like this very, very much. And thank you for allowing me to come along for the ride for this one, too. This is fun. This is fun. I'm telling you, the more I get involved in community theater, the more I'm just loving it. It's just
Thank you. Thank you for saying yes. When you see our phone on our phone number pop up, that you don't run away.
It's all good. Well, ladies, thank you so much for coming in. And all of this information will be up on our website at ktep.org.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you very much.